I do want to let you know that during the break, we heard from an attorney for Brian Richards from the Rockford bit. So we're starting a defense fund. Go to radiorealestate.com to find out. I think he really means it this time. He's going to sue me. Something that I mentioned before are the developments going on at the corner of Hollister and South San Marcos Road. You have San Marcos growers that own two parcels, 27 acres and 5.7 acres. And they're proposing and have been zoned approved for just under 800 acres and just over 200 acres. Then contiguous to the larger parcel is the Tatum property heading towards the railroad tracks. And they're zoned for 545 acres. Make that units. 23 acres zoned for 545 units. And then there's the Montessori island of land that's back from Hollister and back from San Simeon and back from South San Marcos Road. It's kind of an island. It may or may not be contiguous to the smaller San Marcos growers parcel, but if it's not touching it, it's a couple hundred feet away. My point being is you have four parcels, two owned by one entity, and they're essentially one parcel. They're one spot, one area, and the total is at least 1,765 units. There's another article that says it's even more. But I spoke to someone at the county, and the number I came up with is 765 units. Now, as you know, the state requires property to be zoned for units. And by 2031, the South County must zone for 4,142 units. 4,142 units by 2031. And here we are in 2025, and they've zoned 1,765 units, which represents 43% of the total units required in South County. They've selected 43% of them to be in one spot. How does that grab your goober? So, if you've ever driven up Patterson Avenue towards 3, 4 o'clock, approaching rush hour, you could see a line of cars backed up from the 101 down Hollister, down Patterson towards Hollister. It's almost halfway. What happens when you add 1,765 units? Because those people are going to have to get to Hollister and either go to Patterson or Turnpike to get on the freeway, to go to Kaiʻiʻiʻa Shopping Center, to go somewhere. I mean, you could go all the way to Hollister and to Old Town. It's going to be a madhouse. Now, I know we have to build units, but how did they decide to put 43% of the total required units for the South County in one spot? Can someone answer that question? I intend to call the fire department and county roads people and ask how they plan on moving all these people in and out of this development. Okay, couple of street tidbits. I saw a house sell in Montecito off market, and I kind of looked at it and I looked at the map and I realized it was on the corner of San Leandro Lane and San Leandro Lane. Now, I hope to have historian Neil Graffy on soon, and he wrote books on street names. And this might not be the only time this has occurred, but how often do you have a house on the corner of a street? Of two streets, and it's the same street name because San Leandro Lane is a long road from runs from San Ysidro Road all the way to Sheffield. But it takes a turn. It takes a 90-degree turn up, and then a bit later, a 90-degree turn to the right. So there are two homes on San Leandro Lane that are located on the corner of San Leandro Lane and San Leandro Lane. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. I did mention that, you know, if your phone is down and you need to get a hold of 911 and you can't call, you can text 911. I'm sure you might have heard this by now. It was new to me. You can text 911 if you have trouble calling 911. Okay, we're coming up to a break. We're going to stay tuned for the weekly multiple listing sales update.